Things have been pretty strange round here since Mr. Newman moved in next door. I thought it would be cool living next door to Alfred, but he's not the one who wrote those scores. He's got a friend named Sergio who seems pretty marginal and always looks mad at me. If I didn't know any better, I'd say I'm living in a satire, but it all seems just as real as can be. I tried to ask my neighbor Alfred what he thought was going on. It says in black we trust on all my cash. And police came down the street collecting money for a campaign to get kids to just say no to crack. It must have been a stupid question, cause he gave a snappy answer that left me just a little unsettled. So I asked him again and he looked me in the eye, but it didn't seem on the level. He reads magazines with foldouts about pop culture and pollution. Oh wait, I got that wrong, it's not a foldout, it's a fold-in. All the flicks in town are spelled with numbers, signs, and punctuation. There's two spies in town who think it's black and white in every situation. Yeah, things have been a little strange round here since Mr. Newman moved in, that's right. He throws parties sometimes and his usual gang of idiots is coming over again tonight. I think the city's gone mad and next Sunday morning I'll look at the real estate section in a hurry. But not Alfred, no, not Alfred, he's not worried, he's not worried, he's not worried. He's not worried. He's not worried. He's not worried. He's not worried.